Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Matilda and Ellie with your 10am Zedlines. In local news, through social media, Brisbane Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner has announced a 3.87% rate increase in the coming financial year. While the increase means an equivalent of $1.14 weekly increase, Brisbane rates will still remain the lowest in southeast Queensland, Schrinner says. The council is also set to announce their $4 million budget at 11am today, so keep up to date.
Police are investigating a fatal crash on Brisbane's Gateway Motorway. Traffic has cleared on the Gateway Motorway in Brisbane after a person died in a serious crash just after 5am on Tuesday. A single vehicle crash near Belmont closed two northbound lanes near the old Cleveland Road on-ramp. Both lanes reopened around 9am. There were no other injuries reported. The Forensic Crash Unit is investigating.
In national news, Victoria's Esoteric Festival involuntary admission owing $1 million of debt. The company behind Country Victoria's Esoteric Festival has entered voluntary admission. ASIC documents show the business owes more than $2.8 million to ticket holders, creditors and employees. Administrator Worrells says that the future of the festival is in doubt unless someone purchases the business.
Happy Pride Month. The Australian Bureau of Statistics in 2024 estimated 4.5%, or about 1 in 20 Australians aged 16 and over, are LGBTQ+. There has been a sharp rise in people identifying as LGBTQ+, with experts likening it to the sexual revolution of previous decades. Data collected in 2012, 2016 and 2020 show Australia's LGBTQ+ population doubling between 2012 and 2020. During this time period, there was a burst of acceptance of sexual minorities in Australia, particularly after the 2017 same-sex marriage vote, says researcher Fiona Shalley. In international news, Donald Trump has called for Iran's unconditional surrender as tensions rise in the conflicts between Israel and Iran. The comments came as Trump convened a meeting of the National Security Council in the White House Situation Room Tuesday afternoon local time. This was followed by a series of posts on Truth Social about the escalating Israel and Iran conflict. In his posts, Trump said his patience is wearing thin and, quote, "We now have complete and total control over the skies over Iran," end quote. The posts have heightened speculation about possible U.S. involvement in the conflict. Trump's interference in foreign policy comes after he continues to expand domestic immigration crackdowns. Despite millions taking to the street in peaceful No Kings protests against the administration's oppressive political agenda.
For your weather today, Brisbane is still very chilly and very cloudy. It is currently 16 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 20. The fire danger is zero and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band.
And Matilda, we have to remember it is Paul McCartney's birthday today, so 3 cheers for the legend. That's all for your news at 10am. We will be back at 11am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.